भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text Number 40. Atmanam ched vijaniyat parang yana dutasaya kim ichang kasya vahetor deham pushnati lampata atmanam ched vijaniyat parang yana dutasaya kim ichang kasya vahetor deham pushnati lampata. Someone else? Ladies, Vaishnavis. Atmanam ched vijaniyat param jnana vishariha vajradhavipu isham pūdha jalambhada ayam ched idam vijayam. Anybody else? Atmanam, the soul and the super soul. Chet, if Vijaniyat can understand. Param, who are transcendental, beyond this material world. Jnana, by knowledge. Duta Asaya, one who has cleansed his consciousness. Kim, what? Icham, desiring material comforts. Kasya, for whom? Ba, or Heto, for that reason. Deham, the material body. Pushnati, he maintains. Lampata, being unlawfully addicted to sense gratification. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The human form or body is meant for understanding the Self and the Supreme Self, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both of whom are transcendentally situated. if both of them can be understood when one is purified by advanced knowledge, for what reason and for whom does a foolish, greedy person maintain the body for sense gratification? Please repeat, the human form of body is meant for understanding the self and the supreme self, the supreme personality of Godhead, both of whom are transcendentally situated. If both of them can be understood when one is purified by advanced knowledge, for what reason and for whom does a foolish, greedy person maintains the body for sense gratification? Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Of course, everyone in this material world is interested in maintaining the body for sense gratification. But by cultivating knowledge, one should gradually understand that the body is not the self. Both the soul and the super soul are transcendental to the material world. This is to be understood in the human form of life, especially when one takes sannyas. A sannyasi, one who has understood the self, should be engaged in elevating the self and associating with the super self. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for elevating the living beings for promotion back home, back to Godhead. Seeking such elevation is one's duty in the human form of life. Unless one performs this duty, why should one maintain the body? Especially if a sannyasi, not only maintaining the body by ordinary means, but does everything to maintain the body, including even eating meat and other abominable things, he must be a lampatak, a greedy person, simple, engaged in sense gratification. A sannyasi must specifically remove himself from the urges of the tongue, belly and genitals, which disturb one as long as one is not fully aware that the body is separate from the soul. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Srimate Gorgovinda Swami Tinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyade Satarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayati Giri Yad Kripata Maham Vande Sri Gurundina Tarinam Krishna Swadamo Pagate Dharma Gyana Divisaha Kalonastra Disanisa Puna Kodunodita. So it says that this Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just as the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, a company of knowledge, religion, etc. Persons who had lost their vision due to the dense darkness of Kali Yuga shall take life from this Bhagavad Purana. So today the title of this book is called Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. So it's interesting to notice that here in the purport process, in this human form of life, one needs to have a body to understand that you are not the body. So you have to have a body in order to understand that you are not the body. Fascinated. Why is that? Because after 8,400,000 species of life, although different bodies, not everyone can understand what is the purpose of life, what is the self, What is the super self? What is this material nature? What is the interactions that we have with this world and with other souls? So, yes, human life is very important. So the title is Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Very interesting subject. So, in just kind of looking at the previous verse, that whoever gave that verse, that, you know, what the Grihastha should be doing, what the Sannyasi should be doing, what the Vanaprastha should be doing. Very interesting topic, because it puts us in a situation in which we need to be, like, really honest to whatever ashram we have, whatever, in whatever situation we're now. If we join a spiritual organization, we have a great responsibility, beginning first with ourselves. I'm a brahmachari, have to be a good brahmachari. I'm a grihastha, you have to be a good grihastha, and you have to read what a good grihastha means, following Prabhupada's instructions, what a good sannyasi is. Sannyasis, Prabhupada speaks like in three different pages about sannyasis. Of course, I could see in my little understanding that Prabhupada was talking mostly, you know, in that sense, his experience in India when he was coming from there, all these so-called sannyasis, renouncers, cheating, misleading people, using the cloth of sannyas just to take advantage and enjoy sense gratification, even eating meat. I actually had that experience one time. I met one lady who was very into reading all kinds of books, and at one time she told me, you know, I know the Brahma Sanhita. You do? Yeah. She said, I know Sanskrit, and it's Westerner. So I was thinking, no, she's just playing games. I said, okay, let me cover. Can you read? She read the whole translation. It was wow. And then after a long talk, I said, so you must be really familiar with this Krishna consciousness movement. She says, not very much with you, but with my sannyasi guru. Oh, so he must be teaching you really, really, you know, like he's very into the scriptures and everything. And what about regulations? Oh, no, no principles. No principles, no regulatory principles, like no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. No, no. So what do? No, you can do whatever you want. Really? So so you have a lot of followers? It's many of them. They like it. They love it. They just like the name spirituality, and then they can do anything they want. So I said, what about at least vegetarian? He says, no, you can eat meat if you want. And then I thought, no, 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 no. This is not our guru, Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he's very strict in this. So the scriptures are emphasizing this, but it's also for us. We have seen that how many difficulties we've been going through because of, you know, some are prematurely, for many different reasons, some of our followers too, we failed in many different ways with Prabhupada. But we do have a lot of many good sannyasis too. We do have good grihasthas too. We do have good brahmacharis too. We should be looking after those people. Whatever is happening in the history of any organization, it's always going to be there, and it will never stop. It will always be, because we're human beings. And without lacking of knowledge, we always fall into the trap of cheaters. So Srila Prabhupada is trying to make sure that we, the followers of his spiritual organization, walk the talk. Walk in the talk. That's what the people outside is waiting for. They're tired of like many different presentations of religious, you know, conversions. In fact, some of them get upset and angry. And you just want one more among the other ones. Distributing books in Santa Monica one time, and one person said, okay, you're giving me a spiritual book, and now you're asking me for some donation. And, you know, many of those people are asking for donation. What's the difference between you and them? Like that. Why should I give you a donation to you and not to them? And obviously you can understand that the person is not trained, to value what his you know, the human energy should be, you know, focused. If he will be trained up, he will appreciate, say, oh, this is a spiritual book. The other people is just asking for money for whatever thing. They can give you any sentimental, pious line to extract your, you know, from your wallet all the money they need. So I said, you know, if you have some little time, I can explain to you, but you look like you just want the answer so quick and just like, listen, you want to sit down and listen? And then he said, okay. I said, all right. So, you know, in a little way, by Prabhupada's mercy, we're able to communicate. There's a big difference, big, big difference, because we're actually performing the highest welfare activity in human society. You can keep giving money to these people and feeding them and doing so many things. The next day they will ask for more money. We're giving money, we're giving knowledge in which explains that the body and the soul are different, that the soul needs certain activities in which it doesn't get entangled in bodily conscious, more, give me more, give me more. There's no end. But by this knowledge, hopefully, you can uplift yourself. We're uplifting human society. So ignorance is the cause of all these troubles in the world. So this book explains about that. Okay, then. Very happy and smiling, David. You know, like a contribution. So it is important for the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, all of us, that after being out there and seeing the difference, we're learning from Srila Prabhupada this, we're feeding, he's feeding us, his leaders, his disciples of Prabhupada, they're feeding us with knowledge, with providing us with a nice programs. We have the tools to cross over the material existence. They don't have it. We have it. So it's like a big responsibility. It's almost like being another way of violence is not to be giving this to other people. I just came from family members in Phoenix. There were like about 30 of them. And most of them, there were children. And it's like, it's painful and detrimental to see that from the morning that they woke up, they just turn on the TV. And then after the TV, they eat. And then after they eat, they go back to the TV or they play those little games like that. And hours, just wasting time, wasting of human energy. But also, we could see, because I was praying to the deities before I left to see these relatives. Some of them are very close members, some other ones a little bit further. But sometimes you are in the dilemma how to convey these messages, because it's a mixture of different people, and some of them, they might not be in tune with what you want to give. It's very sensitive when you're with relatives. So I was praying, I said, Krishna, please, you know, I do this but as a service. I don't need to go there. But I know that these people are completely in Maya. In fact, my father, he left his body here in New Dwarka. And he told me, he said, you know, would you please give them Krishna consciousness to them? I said, yeah, try my best. So he said, yeah, please, they are totally in heavy Maya, you know, like my father is giving me that instruction. I said, yeah, I will do that. So anyway, I went, and by Krishna's mercy, you know, there were some moments during that time in which these children will come, and as soon as they hear the mirdangan, the sound of the harmonium, it's a different sound vibration, spiritual sound vibration, the whole mood changes. It's like they sit down, they make, because so many kids, so many, there were like maybe like from the age of 4 to, you know, 14 of them, but different ages. But the children, the ones who were like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, they could easily, you know, be more innocent. You can mold in like a clay pot. But the older ones, they already like, you can see, you know, it's like, oh, that's their program. It's not really our program. But anyway, I'm saying that, yes, for us, as a, you know, having all these tools, having all this knowledge and being there and seeing how these people need Krishna consciousness, it's like you say, thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for coming here and giving us this. Now I have this responsibility and I want to give them. So they embrace the teachings very, very joyfully. And as an effect of that, the parents, seeing that their children are involved, then they start asking questions, some of them. You know, one of them, he said, because I never preach to one specifically who drinks, and another one is a hunter. He hunts animals. And I'm like, how am I going to talk to these people? You know, and the children, you have to be careful because they eat meat. And what are you, vegetarian? Like, oh, my God, but I have to answer. And then one of the older men said, why, you know, so let's say that the reincarnation is there and it's possible. So how come we don't understand, you know, what, you know, whatever we did in previous lives, why? Can you please answer? So then we explain, and they go like, oh, okay. So like that, and also I had the opportunity to distribute some books in some of the malls, since it's the Prabhupada Marathon. I was a little bit in a dilemma, thinking, Krishna, you know, I should be just doing this and forget about these people here, but they are my family members. They also need Krishna consciousness, so I'm not far away from the Christmas marathon and distributing so many books here and there, and when I already have some of them who are inclined. See, this is my point. It's my personal view. It's not for everyone, probably. I have some people that I need to take care of here, and this is important too, but this also is important. Because I had them right here, I have the opportunity to give them Krishna. So anyway, but I went to some malls, and I had the fortune, the Srila Prabhupada's kindness. I met a person who told me that he was in coma for 14 months. 14 months. And he was just drinking the nectar of these beautiful literatures. He was so happy. He says, I can understand now that God is giving me another chance. Because after all that happened, his life was just going in another direction. You know, from the human point of view, you know, okay, now be a better father, better this, better that, but nothing spiritual. So the human form of life is important, and it becomes more important when you have this transcendental knowledge. And this transcendental knowledge is so important because it's given by Krishna himself. He tells Lord Brahma in the beginning, he said, Gyanam paramam guhyanme yad vigyanam samambitam sarahasyan tadangancha grihana gaditan maya. He says, oh Lord Brahma, he says, knowledge about me is very confidential. This knowledge is very confidential. But it has to be understood in conjunction with devotional service. He says, I left all this paraphernalia, all these books for you to read. All these literatures are there. Take it up very carefully and teach it to the world. So by Krishna's mercy, we have this. Krishna's giving us the Bhagavad Gita. He speaks the Bhagavad Gita. He says, what he said in another part, he said, Eta jav eta vajan masapalyan dehinam ihadehisu prana arta diya vacha. He says, by your life, by your wealth, by your words, he says, you can do a lot of benefit to all living beings. There's nothing more important than doing good to others. So Srila Prabhupada synthesized this in like what is the greatest welfare activity? It's knowledge. And we have it right here. And I should read you one letter that actually Prabhupada has so many beautiful instructions to his disciples in this regard. And he said, like this. Prabhupada says, in order to change this materialistic society and prevent them from gliding to hell, first thing is to educate them. All decent men want to give service to humanity. Only thing is, they do not have information. Really, what is that service? Hospitals feeding the poor? Red Cross? These are service to the bodies only, not to the men. Service to humanity means jnana, by giving people knowledge, jnana. That is the highest service to humanity. So we're performing the actual welfare work of society by informing everyone through our literatures who is God, who they are and what is the relationship. In this way, everyone who hears our message gets the opportunity to fulfill his actual position as a human entity and becomes delivered from the clutches of Maya. This is Srila Prabhupada. He's urging everyone to understand what is a real education. Another one. Everything within this material world will be destroyed, and therefore one should use everything for good purposes. If one is advancing knowledge, he must always be prepared to sacrifice anything for a better cause. At the present moment, the entire world is in a dangerous position under the spells of a godless civilization. The Krishna consciousness movement needs many exalted, learned persons who will sacrifice their lives to revive God consciousness throughout the world. We therefore invite all men and women advancing knowledge to join the Krishna consciousness movement and sacrifice their lives for the great cause of reviving the God consciousness of human society. Again, this is for, here say, civilized human beings, the title of the chapter. So Prabhupada has given us many instructions in this regard. All we have to do is just follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and we are performing the highest welfare activity, and we as human and as Vaishnavas, or as devotees to be, we make Prabhupada smile. And if we make Prabhupada smile, everything will be fine. Before I finish this, if you don't mind, please, I just want to read something here. There's a nice song here. It's stressing about the importance of human life. Jeev jago, Gora Chandra bole. Kota nidra jao maya pisa chira kole bajibo bulia ese sansara vitare bulia rohile numi avidya rabare tomara loite ami hoino avatara ami vina vanduara ke ache tomara enechi osadi maya Nasi varo lagi, harinama maha mantra, lao tumi magi, bhakati vinoda prabhu, charane pariya, sei harinama mantra, loilo magiya. Translation. Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of this witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friends in this world. I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the Lord's feet, having taken this Maha Mantra. So in the same mood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur now goes, Gai Gora Madhur Sware, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Lord Gauranga sings in a very sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grihe tako vane tako, sada hari vole dako, suke duke bulo nako, vadane harinam korore. Whether you are a householder or a sannyas, constantly chant Haribo, Hari. Do not forget this chanting. Whether you are in a happy condition or a distressful one, just fill your lips with the Harinam. Maya yale bada hoye, acho miche kahaloy, ekona chetanape radha madanam bolore. You are bound up in the network of Maya and are forced to toil fruitlessly. Now you have obtained full consciousness in the human form of life. So chant the names of Radha Madhava. Jivana hoiloses, navajile hrishikes, bakati vinoda upades, ekbarnam raso matore. Your life may end at any moment, and you have not served the Lord of the senses, Krishikesh. Take this advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur just once. Relish the nectar of the holy name. That's the whole point. So this Krishna consciousness culminates in that. If we get taste for the holy name, no problem. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Sannyasi, these, that. It's just, you know, external things. We have to go to the need of the soul. So the verse is explaining here that what is the reason? Why should one work so hard when you understand who is the self, who is the super self? Krishna is the master, we are the servants. Krishna is the maintainer, we're the maintained. Krishna is the enjoyer, we're the enjoyed. Krishna is Vibhu, we're Anu. Krishna is Ekala Ishwara Krishna Ara Sarva Vritya. He's the master of every one of us. But if we want to take the role of Krishna, then all kinds of problems. So we are, like Vaisa Sheikh says, ambassadors of goodwill. We are assistants Srila Prabhupada and his senior disciples. And if we just keep doing that service, we'll be in good hands. Prabhu Archita, you gave me a paper here. Tell me, is the appearance day or disappearance day? Or both of them? So I finish by reading this. Sri Mahesh Pandi, disappearance day. Sri Mahesh Pandi, the 7 of the 12 Gopalas, tasting Krishna Prema, used to dance like a madman to the sound of a huge kettle drum, especially dear to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He traveled and preached with the Lord. He established deities of Nitai Goranga, Radha Madana Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Gopinath. In Braja Lila, he served Krishna Balaram as the cowherd boy, Mahaprabhu. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. Now, Sri Udarana Datta Thakur. Udarana Datta Thakur, a Dwadasa Gopal, lived in Saptagram, a cluster of 7 villages, Krishnapura, Nityanandapura, Vasudevapura, Shivapura, Vansavediya, Sahanagara, Saptagrama, raised in luxury with a family of gold merchants. He later married and worked as a wealthy state minister. The place where he once held office is today called Udaranapura in his honor. Lord Nityananda will often stay in his home and accept food from his hand, performing Premanam Sankirtan in Saptagram. Lord Nityananda delivered the entire community of bankers and gold merchants. Udarana Datta said that Saptagram is such a holy place that simply by seeing it, one is free from all sins. When he was 26 years old, his wife suddenly died. He left everything to associate with Sri Nityananda Prabhu and preach the glories of Krishna's holy names. He personally installed and worshipped deities at Sadbhuja Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu Gadadhara Pandi, and he served Lord Balaram as Subahu Sokha in Braja Lila. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. After glorifying Udarana Datta Thakur as an exalted devotee of Lord Nityananda, who worshipped him in all ways, Krishna Das Kaviraj praised all of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's devotees. No one can count the unlimited followers of Nityananda Prabhu. I have mentioned some of them simply for my own purification. As branches of Lord Nityananda's tree, these eternal associates are full of the ripened fruits of Krishna Prema. They gave these fruits to everyone, flooding them with pure love of God. These devotees have unlimited strength to give eternal and alloyed love of Krishna. They can offer anyone Krishna Prema. Sri Mahesh Pandit Prabhu, Sri Udaranadatta Prabhu Thakur Ki Yad. If anybody has any question or comment, quick. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, you mentioned in your class that your father was a devotee. Your father was a devotee.
And my father?
Yeah.
Yes.
He left his body here in New Dwarka.
Yes. Yes.
And your mother's also a devotee. And I believe you have some brothers and sisters that
yes.
are devotees?
Yes.
So who was the first one in the family to join? Who was the person who got everybody else into it?
By Krishna's mercy, I was giving them books and some Krishna katha to them. But I don't take any credit because, you know, it's amazingly that sometimes you make some material calculations and Krishna makes you feel like, you know, like he proves to you that you are not the one who's doing it. I thought, what are they going to understand? I'm not going to even bother them. What I will do, I will just bring a book and leave it there and I tell them what I'm doing, but I don't want to take them out of there. They will never understand that. Wrong. I was totally wrong. Because I put the Bhagavad Gita there, my brother read it, and my mother told me in 3 months, your brother wants to do what you're doing. He's even quitting high school. I thought, oh my God. I thought, okay. And then what? And then like 3 months later, you know, your brother is becoming a vegetarian. Oh, okay. But he's losing a lot of weight. He's just eating salads and tomatoes. Okay. And then later on, oh, your brother already left the temple in Mexico. He shaved up. Now I'm scared. My mother said, I'm a little bit scared. He's giving up school. He shaved up. He lives in the monastery. So what am I going to do? I said, no, don't worry. Just go and see him. He might come back to high school again, to college. And then later on, she started going little by little by little by little. She got initiated in Mexico in 27 years ago, she got initiated. And then my nephew, who was 9 years old, he said, can I go with my uncle? Yeah, go. And then later on, he doesn't want to go back to home. And then, I'm getting into trouble now because the father and the mother, you know, someone is not really into. And I said, no, don't. But he wants to be, so he joined. And later on, he became just a Guru Kuli kid for a few years. The father donated even his own, you know, personal truck. He had a truck. And then I said, oh, that's good. And like that, you know, Krishna's kindness. So it's not us, really. Like you asked me the question, I have to say, but actually, who am I? It's just Krishna directing, you know, like here.
Was your father the last one to join? Because as you mentioned, first it was you, then your brother, then...
Yeah, my father, then after seeing that, you know, he was the last one. He was not really, really... But seeing me, my brother, my nephew, and then my mother, and then it's like, oh, I'm left alone here. So he just started getting into, and before he left his body, he chanted for six years. And he used to call me. He says, what is the position of Arjuna anyway? Because sometimes he's like a soldier, sometimes he's like a pure devotee. So who is him in reality? And I thought, oh, he's relishing. And one time he called me. He said, I said, how are you doing now? He said, well, I'm just like that drop of water in the leaf. That is just, you know, I can, any time that drop of water can fell, you know, like those examples that Prabhupada gives, and I thought, that's sweet. And one time I said, feed me with some realizations. Do you know anything about Krishna? He says, well, the only time that I know about Krishna is the time when I was chased by, in my dream, I was chased by bandits, and I was like desperate going here and there, and I go, and suddenly I climb on a beautiful hill where there is a lot of green grass and I saw the cows, you know, ma, ma, you know, like that. He said, oh my God, there are cows, so Krishna should be around here. So if the cows are here, Krishna is here. And as soon as he mentioned the name Krishna, he said, all my anxieties and everything vanished. See, this is the power of the holy name, Krishna. Krishna. So that was the history of my family. I don't like to talk too much about my family in class, but since you ask, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's nice.
But it's in relation to Krishna. So,
thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Gracias. Yeah.